Спасибо, уважаемый.
Thank you very much, distinguished president. At the outset, I would like to join my colleague from the Republic of Korea in expressing our gratitude for your attempt to prepare such a document, an attempt to consolidate the different views or opinions that were expressed by different delegations during this work of the GGG that has been going on for quite some time, work related to definitions and characterizations of what we're discussing here. We would like to share with you our very preliminary considerations in connection with what we see on the screen, because this is the first time we are looking at this document, and it's the first time we're considering the proposals that are contained in the document. Of course, all of our discussions right now are really preliminary in their nature, very general. And we believe that the results of this discussion will require really serious further work back in capital by all delegations. Now, our preliminary remarks on the bullet points that you are proposing. We fully realize that any attempt to bring different approaches together will, in one way or another, will lead us to a certain bias in favor of one concept, one notion, or another one. And right now, as we see it, the notion of human control is taken as the main idea, and in fact, I would refer to meaningful human control, and as well as also trying to come up with a definition through the critical functions of the system. Now, we do not fully share that approach. We believe that we should try to take a step-by-state approach as we try to agree on a definition of such systems. First, what we need to do is to define what types of weapon systems we're talking about. We discussed that for quite some time, and our colleague from the Republic of Korea also referred to that fact when he tried to say that most likely we should be talking about lethal systems. And we believe that we have to discuss this topic as well, to discuss the topic of what type of weapon systems we're referring to. A second very important factor as we try to come up with such a definition. Relates to the objectives that these systems are pursuing. And this refers first and foremost to the third and fourth bullet point. Here we see that there are certain objectives that are listed, and we see that this is done in a very narrow manner, but in any case, we are ready to discuss these objectives that could be pursued by such systems that would fall under the definition of emerging technologies in the area of laws. And our third important point or factor, and it relates to human control. We believe that we'll be discussing the question of human control in a detailed fashion under the second agenda item that you have submitted to the GGE. And in a very preliminary way, we would like to say that we find that trying to identify the specific functions where human control will apply is something that is counterproductive and not really advisable because of the different views that delegations have on that subject. And also, this relates to the factor of the responsibilities that states have in complying with their international obligations, including in the area of IHL, where there is a clear definition of the responsibility of states' parties for ensuring relevant human control related to the use of different weapons systems, and this obviously refers to the entire life cycle of such weapon systems. And that understanding, if I'm not mistaken, is something that we agreed to on a basis of consensus as one of the guidelines and also as one of the conclusions that this GGE made in the past. Thank you.